This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. A big old day in the world of NBA news as we had a trade break last hour. James Harden is on his way to the Brooklyn Nets, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what Mark Cuban is saying about the Mavs on your television, what you got to do. I want some Autoflex Leasing text feedback on this at 877-881-1053. What do you think? Has this story kind of been overblown? You can just get the AT&T Now app. It's just, you know, it's their streaming service. It's not real cable. It's like virtual AT&T cable. $85, you get it taken care of. For me, I've been complaining a lot about it, okay? I had the PlayStation View. I did YouTube TV. I did Hulu TV. There was one other in there whose name I forget right now, but I've done four streamings.
I had Fubo TV for a minute. I'm pretty sure Fubo's still charging me, and they won't. I don't know. I'm having some trouble. I have trouble with canceling things.
I got a hold of a real good pirating one. It was $20 a month, and you could get everything. But then it crashed and was down for like 72 hours, and I think that's when I jumped onto Fubo. It was like, man, these pirated ones aren't reliable enough. I can't have it be 7 or 7:30. Tonight, 6 o'clock, it's ready for the game. And be like, well, you know, it's tough out here dodging the feds, so we crashed. We're working on an update, and we'll send you a new username and password when we're good.
You like that price, don't you? Huh?
Yeah, I did love the price, and I loved the access. It was literally everything for $20. And they're like, yeah, it's an exclusive club. Please don't share the link with anybody. You know, we don't want to get too much attention here. We get too many users. So they were out there, you know, doing just a couple of thousand users, and we were all happy. But then that thing went down, and literally it was like 10 days after I'd gotten it. So I said, well, this isn't going to be reliable enough. But Mark Cuban, in a story I read in the morning news, says he's looking at every possible option. He's talking to the league about maybe them having their own virtual streaming service that you could be a part of as all teams. Be like, hey, come on over. Because right now, if you get the NBA League Pass, it is going to black out your local games because they want you to go to the cable service provider. Mark says it's nobody's fault, that it's old contracts that teams did with Fox, and now it's costing Sinclair millions. And I don't know, somebody's happy, right? Somebody's got to be happy. Fox is happy, or somebody in this whole chain of events is happy and won't just tear up the contract. But, you know, and then you could say, hey, Mark, it's that important. You're a billionaire. Why don't you just lose a couple million, right? But then you see what the actual totals are, and it's billions of dollars. It's hundreds of millions of dollars that, you know, these big entities are losing. So it's not like he could just bite the bullet and be like, oh, man, this sucks. I'm going to lose a couple mil, but my fans are going to have the Mavs. It's much bigger than that. But, yeah, I'm jumping over to AT&T now. You know, I just finally made the decision. I couldn't get anybody's Spectrum username and password to work right. I don't know if they're zeroing in on your IP address or the zip code or whatever. But
tough break for you there.
That's what I have. I have Spectrum. But, see, I'm not smart enough to have all the channels that you guys were talking about, all the streaming services and stuff like that. Just not. I just you know, I'm going to play it. I'm not always playing safe. I just know that if I pay the bill that, you know, this will be on. I could get this. I don't have to worry about it.
And there's value in knowing the menu and all the channels.
Yeah, I do. I've learned.
There's good value in that.
I've learned where all the discoveries are, the food channels, NBA. I've learned where all them are. So it's worth it to me just to have it that way.
Yeah. It is about, $200 a month or so for regular cable. And
it's
about $80 a month for streaming. But then you have to buy the internet service on top of that, Jeff. So I'm not even sure if we're saving money anymore.
Yeah, me neither. I know we used to. I remember when we were paying like $40 a month for the PlayStation View, and it was amazing. And all you people, I blame all of you out there. Well, I blame PlayStation. I blame Sony for naming it PlayStation View. Because then people got confused. They didn't realize they didn't have to have a PlayStation. But it was the jam. It was the one that had everything. And they didn't make it because they were named PlayStation View. So people were really confused and afraid to buy it. And so that's where we are now, right? Is everybody just has different streaming services that they have. And now we just, as sports fans, you've kind of gotten used to this, where you just have to keep migrating to the one that has what you want.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, View was the only one that had Fox Sports Southwest, NFL Network, ESPN, like the only one that had everything, right?
It was the best, yeah.
And so now I guess it's time to go, okay, bye Fubo, goodbye YouTube TV, and hello AT&T Now, whatever the hell you are.
I really do like not having to have cable run all over the house and have a service guy out here to, you know, drill holes in the wall and all that. I mean, just plugging the Fire Stick into the back of the TV is a great way to go about it. But changing the channel and being at the mercy of how good your Wi-Fi is, it's you know, there's give and take on both sides. 512 says, just get a VPN. I've had a couple of it's a couple of bucks a month, and everybody thinks I'm in L.A. or New York when I'm on the internet. So that's a virtual private network, I guess, is what VPN stands for. And you can just say where you are, and now you can access, you know, NBA League Pass like you're out of market or something. Now, that seems like a square deal right there. You know, it's just a little bit of workaround. I'm still paying for it. I'm just tricking my computer into thinking I'm on one coast or the other.
Man, I didn't know what that VPN thing was. I thought it was some kind of virus or something I got on my phone. It pops on with sometimes, and I'm like going, oh man, something happened, but it's actually a good thing then, right? I mean, yes. I thought there was something going wrong there, and I was nervous, turned off the phone,
Hold on now. Your phone's going into a VPN mode?
Yeah, there's stuff that you could do with AT&T, I believe, that it has like for your phone protection services and stuff like that. And so if you're in an area where the internet is not safe, the VPN will kick in. So that's I didn't know that. It was part of my phone service that I was paying for. So
yeah. I mean, I think the worst part about it is that when you make the switch and you get signed up and everything and you get it downloaded, you enter the username and password, how long are these deals for? You know? We can chase these streamers around. But when it gets to a point where it's like, oh, we've lost our deal with Fox Sports Southwest too, is AT&T going to keep this? Do we know for sure that if you switch,
no,
it's going to be locked in at least for the rest of the year, something like that?
I don't know.
903 says, we've got a small group of close friends. One has Hulu Plus, one has Netflix, one has Disney Plus, and we share the account details. Yeah, I'm not sure why my buddy's Spectrum won't work for me. Maybe it's using too many. They're starting to get hip to it and capping it. Like, oh, you have five people that have used this, and we're not going to allow you to log in from any more places. Just pay for your internet service and get an IPTV service for $25 a month, and you can get all the channels for free and all the pay-per-view events for free. Wow. Well, I haven't heard about that.
How's that?
IPTV service? I don't know. Apparently, I got to Google that.
Writing it down.
All right. So, yes, let's – there you go. Around the NBA, that's your MAPS content. Again, we're 6 o'clock for this tip-off in Charlotte. Porzingis is back. 4 MAPS are going to be missing, and – this Charlotte team's pretty good. They're above 500 as well. Big trade in the NBA today. You have James Harden on the move. He is now a member of the Brooklyn Nets. Caris LeVert and 4 picks went back to Houston. Rockets then took LeVert, sent him to Indy for Victor Oladipo. And that's basically it. There's some pick swapping and some, you know, cap filler type of dudes in there and stuff like that. But James Harden is now a member of the Nets. After that situation really hit rock bottom between Harden and the Rockets over the last 24, 48 hours or so, they found some place to trade him to. Now, what is going to happen with the Nets is big. I mean, I think anything is possible right now. It could be, you know, the biggest dumpster fire in the NBA. Could be glorious. Right now, they got to figure out what's going on with Kyrie Irving. As the backstory on this is getting to a point where now people around the NBA aren't talking about being annoyed. They're talking about being worried for Kyrie Irving. Is it Is it like that? But he's yet to explain his absence. Sean Marks, the GM, indicated they have yet to finalize a date for when he'll come back. He'll have the opportunity to address his absence when he is ready to do so, says Sean Marks. He was a volunteer at an organizing event on a Zoom call for a campaign for district attorney for Manhattan yesterday before the Nets tipped off with the Nuggets. So maybe he's just getting politically minded in the middle of a season. He wants to get more involved in that kind of stuff than his career. There's dozens of reporters calling every day. And they offering suggestions and everything people can think of trying to get to the bottom of this. It appears a few people inside the NBA know what's going on with Irving, and the few who probably do aren't saying what it is. This is Joe Varden, who covers the Nets. There is real concern throughout the league from people who know him. Varden asked Steve Nash if he was sure or at least confident that Irving would come back this season. Sure, said Nash. Like I said, right now I got to focus on coaching this team and getting the best out of them. I can't make any predictions or prognostications about things outside of this building. Dennis Rodman left the Bulls in the middle of their championship, right?
He did.
For a few days, right?
Yeah, just to go to Vegas, hang out for a little bit, blow some steam off.
Want a little mental health time, needed a break from all the chaos. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the Nets are trying to put two Dennis Rodmans on the team. Now, they both happen to be MVP ball handlers and scorers. But, you know, James Harden is the party personality of Dennis Rodman. I think Kyrie Irving is the somewhat committed to the team part of Dennis Rodman's personality. I don't know how all of this can be sustainable. And I think Steve Nash has to be pretty close to regretting this at this point. You know, it's a tremendous amount of talent. But I just don't think these guys care enough about basketball and to win. I don't, you know, I think they want it to be their way. That's what they care about more than anything else. Don't jam me up. Don't try to keep me to a schedule. Don't please ask me to come to this game. I want to go to this campaign thing on Zoom. That's really what it's looking like right now. And I try to give guys the benefit of the doubt. It's clear James Harden is only giving you a small piece of what his perspective is because he doesn't feel like the media is going to treat him fairly. Is the media not treating him fairly because they don't understand every part of his perspective? Or is the media not treating him fairly because they've asked around and found out in Houston, listen, this guy wouldn't come to meetings on time. He was holding up the team plane. Russell Westbrook didn't like him. Chris Paul didn't like him. There is a long list of people now. DeMarcus Cousins. Nobody likes this guy. Now, people weren't talking about it until he demanded out. So up until about 6 weeks ago, they were willing to put up with all the James Harden crap. Actually, one of the narratives in the media was just that they couldn't get somebody to play alongside James Harden that fit his style. It wasn't all the personality stuff. It was his playing style. Oh, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul don't work. We didn't hear about any of the, oh, he's not coming to film or he's holding the team plane up for 3 hours type of stuff until he demanded a trade and said these guys aren't good enough to be my teammates. So it's an incredible situation what they've assembled on paper in Brooklyn. I don't know how any man cuts through all of that chaos and tries to get that figured out. I mean, Kevin Durant couldn't even have a harmonious relationship with the Golden State Warriors, you know? The most bro-loving, high-fiving, throw-the-ball-around team basketball. There was static there after 18 months, you know. Draymond Green calling him names and all. So, I don't want to let KD out of it. I think he's probably the least of your diva concerns right now, but you do have diva triplets right there in Houston. How do you guys think it's going to go here?
Steve Nash, welcome to your first time as a head coach in the NBA, man. And now your job is... I don't know. When he took the job, do you think he thought his job was going to be like, well, you know, I'm going to design this offense and we're going to put these guys in a position to succeed? And then you're like three days into it when Kyrie's like, oh, he's not really the head coach. I mean, I'm a head coach. KD's a head coach. And you're like, okay, that's one of my star players saying I'm not the coach. And then, you know, a few days later, you're like, wait, where is he though? Okay. All right. So he's not here. And then KD comes back, but then he misses a game and who knows. And then, does he get asked about the trade for James Harden? Or is it, here you go, here's a fat malcontent that is usually really good. So just plug them in. That'll be good. Yeah. And you're just sitting there at night like Steve Nash has to be drinking. I don't know if he did before.
Or smoking.
You have to be. Like, who knows how this is going to turn out? Not well.
I just wonder if we're going to get to a day. These players clearly understand that they can run over these front offices and coaches.
Yeah.
They know. They know that. So they're going to take full advantage of that right now. Because what's the one thing you have to win? Players. You have to have talent to win.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're not the Detroit Pistons. You know, you just can't roll the ball out there and expect to win with who you got. So you mm-hmm. have to. Now, the problem is you add too many of those to your team. And now it's like it's juggling chainsaws, you know. Yeah. I'd like to believe that there's going to be a time where one of these teams is going to they're just going to ship guys off, and they're going to basically say, "Listen, these guys, we can't win. Our organization cannot win with people that don't want to be here." That's where we're at right now. I'm sorry as a fan. I'm sorry to the fans. We'll do our best to find players, but the ones that we currently have right now that are superstars that we're relying on. We can't win with them because they don't want to be here or they don't want to do what we're trying to do. That's how you do. You get the fan base on your side, but it's now on you to move those players along like the Rockets did, get picks back, and try and make the best of it. You know, maybe your team will be better. When Odell Beckham stopped playing for the Browns, they got better. They got better as a team.
They did. Yeah.
And so somebody is going to have to step up and draw the line because these players know they can run over these coaches and they can run over these general managers.
I think it's incumbent upon the organizations to have the best possible coaches because I think what Steve Nash thought when he was going in is this guy's misunderstood. You know, he was a younger guy, butted heads with LeBron, but now he's a little bit older and I'm going to go in there and talk with him and communicate. We're going to get on a great relationship building. But now at this point, it's like, dude, not only are you dealing with Kyrie, who's not even showing up, but James Harden, who all of his Rockets teammates can't stand him. Last night, John Wall said, man, when you get 15 guys on the same page, anything's going to be fine in pro sports. It's fine. You know, we're all pulling in the same direction. We handle adversity. We didn't win. But if you have any players who are on their own agenda, it's going to be hard to do anything good as a basketball team. And now with the Nets, you are tasked with two of those guys, you know, Kyrie Irving and James Harden. Now, I don't know. I do think they're talented enough. It's the most talented basketball team now in the NBA, right? So will they read the headlines and come together and say, man, people don't think we can do this. Let's just, you know, forget about all the BS and show up and play basketball. You know, people deal with drama in their lives all the time. And, you know, they've been doing that and playing basketball for probably 20, 23 years or so. You know, there's almost constantly something going on in your life that you have to put aside to go do your job. So maybe they'll be great at that. But Harden hasn't been able to do it in the playoffs. And Kyrie Irving hasn't been able to do it either since he left LeBron. The teams he's been on have been pretty big disappointments. You have Kevin Durant, though. It's just stupid what they're going to be able to do. Like, just taking turns isolating, you know, might end up being one of the most impressive displays of firepower we've ever seen in this league. Okay, we got to go. Sorry, guys. It is time for Jeff and Brian's segment of the day. Where are we going with that, gentlemen?
Tis Wednesday, so it's time for Jeopardy next.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. It's time for Jeff and Brian's segment of the day. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels at 214-333-3333 or go online to truckwreck.com. It's also brought to you by Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss. Here they are, Kavanaugh and Broaddus.
All right, I'm Jeff.
Hi, Brian.
The online streaming is worth the price of admission to see the backgrounds that Brian Broaddus goes with behind himself on 1053thefan.com/ What is it? Fan Cam and Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch. Currently, it's a picture of all of us in the G-Bag Nation looking like a boy band. It's time for Jeopardy. This is what we do every Wednesday. We rock the game of Jeopardy. And I got to be honest, when I finished putting it together, I wondered if any of this stuff was repeats. And so if it is, congrats. Maybe you'll have a better handle on it. But I'm not sure because that's the kind of memory that I have. But in honor of the NFL divisional round, today's categories in Jeopardy: Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Taysom Hill. Those are your four categories. Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, and Taysom Hill. Four questions in each category, or four clues, if you will. There's a 100, a 200, a 300, and a 400-point clue in each category. And we'll also have our final Jeopardy when we get through our first
round. You said it was a 400?
One, two, three, and four, sir. Okay, yeah. Yes, one, two, three. Rule hadn't changed since the first time we played, Lucius.
I forget, since the first time.
And I believe Broadus pulled it off last week. This is my first shot at trying to say who won the week before, but I think it was Brian.
I did. I bid a dollar and won.
Yes. So. And, of course, you will, if you're on the Twitch watching us do the show, you'll see our buzzer system. It's just whoever's hand goes up first when they hear the clue. And then at the end, we'll see who is our champion. NFL Divisional Round Edition. Brian, you control the board.
Let's go with Tom Brady for 100, please.
This sitcom was about a man with three sons who met a woman named Carol who had three daughters of her own. Mm. Their wacky maid Alice helps tend to the kids. Brian.
Who is the Brady Bunch?
It is the Brady Bunch for 100. That is absolutely correct. Category is Tom Brady. You have control of the board.
Let's go Tom Brady for 200, please.
This Brady set 36 fighting Irish records in his 4 years with the team. He was a bust in the NFL. Oh, Brian.
Who is Brady Quinn?
That is Brady Quinn. That is correct.
Almost had that.
But what define that? Define, what do you mean? Like, what are you saying?
Which I go into detail there. Yeah. Like,
well, I was around it. It was on tip of my tongue.
Like it was bouncing and it was, yeah. Okay. All
right. Yeah, it was making its way.
I like Brian? I like this, though. Let's go Tom Brady for 300, please.
This multi-talented Brady's first exposure on U.S. television was on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Gavin.
Who is Wayne Brady?
That is Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady. That is for 300. Now, Gavin, you have stolen control of the board.
And tied the game, I believe.
And tied the game.
Is that all the Brady's?
One more.
Oh. One more? Let's do Patrick Mahomes
Lucius's
for one.
Lucius' head just went down.
This Pat is best known for his...
Excuse me. Was it for 100?
It's for 100.
Okay, I'm keeping score.
Oh, this is Patrick.
Okay.
You don't have to keep score. You're not the host.
No, I'm marking it off the board. I'm marking how we're playing.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to keep score.
Okay.
This Pat is best known for his work on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh. Brian.
Who's Pat Sajak?
Man, you couldn't see me.
I saw the movement.
But it was the wrong camera. Like, I didn't catch the camera.
Let's finish out Tom Brady for 400.
I got
another
angle.
In 1996, Lucius, is that you buzzing
no,
in?
No, I'm just practicing get the angle right. Come on, man. Don't.
In 1996, this Brady had a 50 home run season out of nowhere. Brian.
Who is Brady Anderson?
That is Brady Anderson. Did he ever get busted for steroids? Because it doesn't get any more clear. Nah, he quit 17 before, home run guy. Yeah, 50.
He quit before they got to him.
Okay.
That's what they did.
That clears out the Tom Brady category.
Yeah, let's go with Josh Allen for 100, please.
This Heisman winner finished his high school career 42-0 as a starting quarterback, three-time state champion at Allen High School. Brian.
Who is Kyler Murray?
That is Kyler Murray.
Let's go Allen for two. Josh Allen for 200, please.
This Allen is best known for his work as Tim the Toolman Taylor. Lucius.
Who is Tim Allen?
It's Tim Allen, correct, for 200 there. Lucius, you have control of the board. You've achieved that.
Okay. Let me get Allen for 300.
For years, it was filmed in Allen. The title character of a children's show was a purple Tyrannosaurus Rex who conveys educational messages through songs and small dance routines. Lucius.
Who is Barney the Dinosaur?
That is Barney for 300. Well done. We're on a heater today. Everybody's hot. Everybody's hot and spicy. Where are we going?
Patrick Mahomes for 100.
We already did that.
Oh, okay. Patrick Mahomes for 200.
All right. This Pat is known for his roles as Matsuo Takahashi on Happy Days, and Mr. Miyagi in the Karate Kid film series. Brian.
Who is Pat Moriota?
You got to give him that. Pat Moriota.
Pat Moriota. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Do I have to give him that?
You don't if
is
you don't want to.
Is
you
it a minus 200?
You don't have to.
Because I don't know how to pronounce it. I just know how to spell it. Pat, M-O-R-I-T-A.
Pat Morita.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try.
Morita.
Pat Morita.
Yeah. I'm going to say Morita, and we're just going to put 200 off to the side here.
Oh
no.
I'm just going to put it off to the side, and we're going to think about it.
Oh,
we're
no.
Think about what to do with that 200.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We'll figure it out as we go.
All right.
The Autoflex Leasing Fantex will decide your fate if that was a plus or minus 200.
They hate me out there. Do I get the guess? Or who had that?
I think so. Whoever has control. I think Lucius had the board.
Lucius
has
board.
The board.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tyson Hill for 300.
All right. This hill was once a member of the Fugees.
Oh.
Lucius.
Who is Lauryn Hill?
That would be Lauryn for 300 points. Lucius. Correct.
Nice pull.
Yeah.
Control the board.
Let's stay with the hills, Tyson Hill. Let's go to, we already did, let's go 400.
Oh!
Let's go 400, fam.
This hill is best known for their songs, Insane in the Brain and Superstar.
Oh!
Gavin.
Who is Cypress Hill, Jeff?
That is Cypress Hill, correct.
Yeah.
Both rock superstar and rap superstar, of course.
They were jamming.
Gavin, you have the board.
Okay, I'm going to go Patrick Mahomes' future GOAT for 300, Jeff.
All righty. This Pat has played both Captain Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek The Next Generation and Professor X in the X-Men series of films. He's also been knighted.
God dog it, man.
Duh. Duh. One of my favorite actors.
Yeah, I know.
Duh. Who is Sir Patrick Stewart, of course?
Stewart. God darn it.
Of course, would be the correct answer.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
I got to tell you, I'm stunned. And
man, that Borg episode when they were trying to assimilate him and he came back and had to shake free of that cyborg training. That was epic acting right there.
Yeah, proving you've seen Star Trek will not get you points.
It was good, man. You couldn't have told me otherwise. Star Trek The Next Generation, that is.
Yeah.
I'll go Patrick Mahomes for 400.
Made this one tough. This Pat is the lead singer of Fallout Boy. Who is Patrick Stump?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done that clue before because I was typing in, when I was typing in Stump.
No,
nah, I promise you.
You haven't done that one.
Promise you,
you
bro.
Have not done
promise
that
you.
One.
Promise you. You got us with that one.
You stumped,
you stumped us.
You did stump us.
Got him.
So what do I have? Josh Allen for 3 or 4 or Taysom Hill for 1 or 2?
Taysom Hill for 1 and 2 and Josh Allen for 4.
People are saying you should give Broadus the points.
They want to give Broadus the points?
Yeah, they want to give Broadus the points.
They think he was close enough? Okay.
Oh. Wow. Thanks, folks.
Pencil that in there.
Love you guys.
But we'll talk about it later, depending on how this thing ends. If he wins, we'll know that there's an asterisk.
You get Josh Allen for 4.
4's gone. 3's gone. It's 1 and 2. Oh, Josh Allen for 4. I apologize. Yep. The host of the show is the dumbass.
Just clarified.
This Allen was known for playing Dr. Jason Seaver in Growing Pains.
Oh! 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 His,
also, I feel like he's done commercials on our station,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes!
Hi, I'm...
Oh,
Gavin!
Man.
Yes, who is Alan Thicke?
Yeah!
Yeah,
yeah, his son, man.
No longer with us, right? R.I.P.
So. Yeah, I think we lost him. If we didn't, I'm sorry.
No, we did.
I'm Alan Thicke.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah, Alan. Nobody does an Alan Thicke.
Yeah, you have insurance problems. No, I
your
did.
Butt hurts,
forever.
Yeah. Yeah. God, go, one, bro.
Taysom Hill for 200.
This hill is a funny man. Who is wonderful and super bad, knocked up, and other stuff.
Oh.
Gavin.
Who's Jonah Hill?
It's Jonah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
82% sure about that name.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he in the drug running or the gun running show, too? He was running guns across the Middle East?
Don't know.
It was good. That was a good movie.
I think he did eventually do like some real acting. I think he does.
Taysom Hill for 100, finish this bad boy off.
This hill has won 5 Grammys, and she's married to Tim McGraw. Gavin.
Who's Faith Hill?
God.
Faith Hill, yes.
Dang it. Bang, bang. On a heater going into Final Jeopardy.
And we are going to Final Jeopardy, and I want to warn you.
My bad.
That I don't know how easy this one is. The category is Sean McVay. Sean McVay. Okay? So, right. Brian, you have up to 3, 6, and 5 is 11. You have up to 1,100 points to wager. Gavin, you have 8, 11, 12, up to 1,400 points to wager. And Lucius, you have up to 800 points.
I would have had more if it wasn't for Gavin.
What did he do?
He stole them right out of my brain. Two answers.
Oh.
Yeah, I had them right there.
Category
Appreciate
Sean
the
McVay. Please write down your wagers for the category Sean McVay. Get a wager written down there, Gavin?
I sure do, Jeff.
Brian, you have a wager
I do.
Written down there? Lucius?
Yeah. You have a wager yeah. Written down? Yeah, okay. I'm on deck, bro.
Final clue. He was the American World War II general who promised, I shall return to the Philippines. Five-star general.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite lines, by the way. My dad, a history professor, had it written on his door.
Oh, crap.
It was his,
oh,
I'll be back.
Oh, crap.
I will say, I shall return if I'm leaving. Oh, every God. Single time.
It's about five more seconds here. Five.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Three, boom, two, one. And Lucius, with 800 points, how many did you wager, first of all?
All 800.
He went all of it again.
Yeah, I got to catch up. Got to catch
what
up.
What was your answer?
General MacArthur.
Who is Douglas MacArthur is accurate.
All
so
right.
That would be a plus 800 for Lucius Alexander. And then we go to Brian Broaddus. How many points did you wager?
All 1,100.
Oh, he went all of it as well. And what is your answer?
Who is Douglas MacArthur?
Douglas MacArthur.
Yes.
That puts you at 22. Lucius at 16, which puts Gavin in dead last as he's quoting his dad's poster. How many points did you wager? Just see if you're good at this game.
I voted, I wagered 1,299.
That was more than he needed to ensure victory. Yes. But what would your
I wanted
answer?
To be safe.
He even hedged his bet.
It doesn't matter. I had the wrong answer.
What?
Get out of here.
The wrong I did.
What did you put?
No, you're joking, dog.
I put General Patton. It didn't say who the quote was from.
So you've seen this your whole life and had it wrong, bro?
That's correct, yeah. It just said, I shall return. It didn't say Dash MacArthur or MacArthur, as Broaddus called him.
You were this years old when you learned that.
Douglas MacArthur.
So Gavin, who knew the quote,
I did.
Is going to finish in last.
That is awful, fam.
It's my second favorite quote in history behind, don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. Which was from the Revolutionary
War. That's
Jack
Nicholson.
Yeah. They were short on ammo, you know, only two or three bullets each in those muskets.
Well, now you know who said it. Congratulations to Brian, and real sorry to Gavin.
Yes, congratulations, Brian. I'm happy for you. I really
Thank you.
Am, man.
Appreciate that.
All right. Is that back-to-back for you now?
It is.
He'll try to be our first three-time champion.
He's trying to be humble about it, too, but it's a fake humble. You can see it in his eyes.
I am so happy.
I'm going to
You watch. I'm going to celebrate on the way home.
Dawson fumbled it at the gold line.
That's, he sure did.
Yeah, he fumbled, man.
I'm eating Harding at the Golden Corral as he gets out of town.
I've been reading this quote for 42 years, and
jeez. See, this is what... This is the toxic masculinity they talk about on shows. You guys can't let me be vulnerable and transparent over here. You got to make me defensive.
It's a safe space, man. You good?
I think that's coming up from 7 o'clock, but I appreciate the attempt. Around the NFL is brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We'll get you caught up on everything in pro football next in the G-Bag Nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is time to go around the NFL here on your home of the Cowboys. Here's Brian Broaddus and his background with First Down.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. NFL.com, Nick Shook, he's going to give you one thing that each divisional team should hope for. Well, in the divisional round, an underdog hope is really what I'm meant to say there, okay? And I'm gonna
Come on, Baker.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
But these are the underdog hopes, and I'm just going to read them off, and you tell me which one you would like to believe in the most. He says, the Rams' coverage, excellent coverage versus the Packers' high-powered offense is a hope for the Rams.
Heck yeah, Jalen Ramsey against Devontae Adams. I am in.
How about the Ravens' rushing attack is ready to roll against the Buffalo Bills? You think the Ravens running the football against the Bills gives them a chance to win this football game?
Yeah, because they can run the ball on anybody. I believe both Lamar and J.K. Dobbins, their rookie running back out of Ohio State, I believe they're both averaging 6 yards a carry this year. So, yeah, I think Baltimore can run the ball on anybody in the National Football League. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Lamar versus Josh Allen.
Yeah, how about the Browns' quick trigger offense could put the Chiefs on their heels?
For three quarters, maybe.
Hey, easy now. Easy. Oh. Take it easy on my guys. Easy on my guys. Yeah, they can score on Kansas City.
Okay.
I don't know if they can stop Kansas City.
Don't know if you can stop Kansas City, but we'll go for it. Buccaneers defense versus the Saints inside rushing attack. It's kind of specific, Saints isn't
inside.
It?
Yeah, that's not as much fun. Look, it's Tom Brady versus Drew Brees. Don't tell me about their inside run game giving the ball to Latavius Murray. Talk about Drew Brees and Tom Brady, Brian, for crying out loud.
I got you. For all those things that I just mentioned, which one do you like the best? Is it the Ravens rushing attack to roll against the Bills?
Yes.
Because they're also talking about the Rams' pass defense versus the Packers.
Yeah, but I have rules in the postseason. Okay. I want to see teams with really good quarterbacks play against each other. So the Rams game doesn't really excite me. And as much as I'm sure a lot of people are into it, Brees-Brady doesn't get me nearly as fired up as Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen does.
Sure.
I'm loving the next generation of NFL quarterbacks, and it's going to be on full display this weekend.
I love seeing dominance. You know, I love seeing offensive players like Aaron Rodgers figure out how to take it to a great defense, or that great defense stifling offenses that have been extremely powerful, you know, so... Yeah, I'm into that one, and I am into Brees versus Brady, the history of it. I don't necessarily need to see great athleticism or velocity from a quarterback in order to be incredibly entertained. I think there's a lot of different ways they can win. As long as you're not, like, Roethlisberger level of eyesore, you know. That was
yeah,
just brutal.
Yeah, it's a beating. Yeah, it's a beating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what they're talking about with the Browns, and I never thought I would say this.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how offensively that they attack, that the Browns attack the Chiefs. You know, I mean, the Browns play with a lot of physicality there up front with their backs. You know, I mean, I'm interested to see if Kansas City can play that way with them. You know,
for the first time ever, Gavin, I'm way in on the running game. You know,
if you're
Cleveland. My goal is, all right, let's see if we can have 2 10-minute scoring drives. And then the first half will be over. And then in the second half, can we have 2 10-minute scoring drives? And the game will be over. Yeah. You don't want to trade possessions with Patty. You want him to have, like, 7 possessions in the game.
Yeah, I think this is the one time when they say, oh, you got to keep the ball away. This is the one time it's actually true.
All right, around the NFL here on your home of the Cowboys. Second down, here's Jeff Kavanaugh.
All right, some of the notes on top of what Brian was saying about this weekend are a lot of fun. For instance, in the NFC playoffs, we are going to see the oldest matchup ever in the postseason, and it ain't close when 43-year-old Tom Brady and 42-year-old Drew Brees square off, 85 years old between the two of them. That is insanity to think that we would see that in an NFL postseason game. It beats the prior record by, let's see, 78, 85, by 7 years. This is the oldest quarterback matchup, even in the playoffs, in NFL history.
Does it go back to, like, George Blanda?
It does not. It doesn't go back all that far, if you want to try to guess it. The oldest quarterback matchup before Brady Brees. Total of 85 years.
Man,
The record was 78 years. It was set 2 years ago.
Oh. So it's got to be Brady versus somebody else.
So Brady was involved.
Brady versus Philip Rivers?
Ding, ding, ding. 2 years ago, they set the record of 78 years old between two starting quarterbacks. And Brady Brees in the regular season, obviously. Beat that too at 84, but now they're 85 together, and that is the new record. Now, flip it over to the AFC, where for the first time ever in a divisional round, every quarterback in the AFC playoffs is 25 or younger. It's old Manville in the NFC, because we didn't even mention Aaron Rodgers also playing there in the NFC, and in the AFC, Lamar Jackson just turned 24. Josh Allen is 24 and 9 months. Pat Mahomes is 25. Baker Mayfield is 25. Who are you pulling for? Young or old?
Both. Yeah, I love both storylines.
You can't do both. No, you got to pick old or young.
Old.
In the NFC, old. In the AFC, the youngs. No, I will pull for the olds.
I'll pull for the olds, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where the fun is. I think the takeaway, though, the narrative assignment is the job's easier than ever. You got old guys coming in who are...
What about the entire generation that's not good from age 26 to 40 or 37, whatever Rodgers is? How do we get a whole generation that's just not going to be represented?
The middle of the pack guys?
Everybody...
They tried. Yeah. They tried. All those guys ended up being bad quarterbacks.
Well,
for a decade?
Yeah. 10 years of bad quarterback play.
They weren't considering young guys or runners enough when all those dudes were coming out.
There you go.
Short guys.
Short guys is another thing. You're absolutely right.
Too small of a sample size. Around the NFL here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the fans. Speaking of quarterbacks and a full-sized one here who is failing apparently, we go to Miami, where Armando Salguero of the Herald reporting multiple Dolphins are whispering about Tua, and they think they should take another quarterback.
Ooh.
In response to last week's claim from GM Chris Greer that Tua will be the starting quarterback, one named unnamed player said, "I understand what they said, but I don't understand why." The three unnamed players said they hope Tua will improve, but they said he was not outstanding as a rookie. He appeared to have a tremendous ceiling coming out of college. Other than the injuries, I thought it would just be the potential for him to get hurt that would sink him. And how much did this surprise you guys that he's played so bad that NFL veterans on the team are like, boy, we don't believe in this guy already?
Well, the weird part is that he hasn't played bad. He's just, for a rookie, like he had a first rounder's rookie year. He completed, let me get his numbers real quick. 6-3 as a starter, 64% completion, 11 touchdowns, 5 picks, and 9 starts. Like, that's a rookie year.
Yeah, but solid numbers.
But Burrow and Herbert also played this year.
Yeah, that's,
I think that skews it a little bit.
That is the problem.
And he will have to keep getting better, but I've always said, if you have a chance, if you don't know that you have an elite quarterback and you have a chance to pick another one that would give you another chance at it, I'd do it. So for the Dolphins, it's early, and it's not giving up on Tua, and it's not benching Tua. But if you have an opportunity to pick a quarterback that you think is even better as a prospect and have two shots at finding a great quarterback on your roster, do it. I think that's how important the position is, that I'm willing to sacrifice one pick that could help the guy I have to have another shot at, look, I'm finding a great quarterback. It's priority number one. So if we don't know if Tua is, we're going to bring in another guy, and they're going to compete.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out, and one of them will end up somewhere else, and hopefully one of them ends up being great.
If you don't want to be in a quarterback competition, that's fine. Just be excellent, and we'll end it. We'll trade.
Yeah, if you don't want to be in a quarterback if you don't want to be in the competition, and you're the one out of the two that comes to me and says that, I know which guy to trade. The one who's a coward.
I just think his numbers were good enough. His supporting cast is mediocre enough. You think, wow, when we protect him and get him players, this thing is going somewhere. And there is something towards the entitled quarterback mindset. And if you alter that, you handicap his ability to have the requisite confidence to take that job and own it for a decade. And I would be much more thinking about the receiver. They're picking third, right?
They are.
Or,
Sewell. They've got two first-round picks. So, yeah. But the third, the third overall, I wonder how mentally tough Tua is, and I think he's probably mentally tough because of the situations he's had to deal with at Alabama and then getting ready for this season. So, do you worry about that? Do you say, okay, if we draft, what happened in Philadelphia? That's a veteran quarterback that just totally went in the tank because you picked a guy in the second round. So I wonder if Tua, it would be the same type of guy. Would he fall apart? Would you just completely lose him? But, I could understand if they made that pick. I don't think anybody would fault him for doing it because, again, you're trying to find – it's a quarterback-driven league, and they could say, well, why don't you just get him help? Well, why don't I just get the best quarterback?
Yeah. I'd rather have the best quarterback than the help. The other help is a little easier to find. The quarterback's going to make it happen for a long time. All right, great stuff, guys. Around the NFL here on your home of the Cowboys daily at 4:40. It's brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. What you need to know about the Cowboys' new secondary coach and why the hiring made big news, how it came together, is next in The Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.